Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. Brace for impact. This is Tom Lewis. In my book, Brace for Impact, I gave you the big picture about the beginning of the crash of the industrial age. Here, on The Daily Impact, we chronicle the downward spiral. As lovely as it is to see one's beliefs confirmed in headlines, and as awful to see them contradicted, a life in journalism has taught me that a headline that is too good to be true isn't true, and one that is too awful to believe isn't true either. An example of the former appeared in media everywhere last week, confirming deliciously what some of us firmly believe about the worsening inequality in America. American billionaires got $434 billion richer during the pandemic. That was the headline. Forbes magazine ran the story. Bernie picked it up and ran with it. Oh, the outrage. Damn them. The humanity. Wait a minute. Which billionaires? And how do we know it was exactly $434 billion, not $433 or $435? And what do they mean during the pandemic, which isn't over yet and which started when exactly? Well, the first two questions actually have reasonable answers. The new study being quoted, if you read far enough into the small print to find out, was conducted by Americans for Tax Fairness and the Institute for Policy Studies, relied on data maintained by Forbes magazine on about 600 American billionaires. That data relies heavily on stock market indexes from which Forbes infers net worth of 600 people. So, as is often the case, the word data, as used here, translates to rough guess. Still, so far, so okay. Where we hit the tall weeds is when we ask what they mean by during the pandemic. The study dated the pandemic from March 18th, a date that will not live in infamy because nothing special happened on that date. But the researchers decided that was the date on which the country's reaction to the pandemic, admonitions about staying home, using masks, employing social distancing, reached critical mass. They added up the billionaires' presumed net worth on that date, and did so again on the date they ended their study, May 19th. Voila, a $434 billion gain. All of which might seem reasonable until you see the chart that we have posted with this story, which shows not only the gains in the S&P 500 stock market index between the dates of the study, but before its presumed start date. In the month prior to the date the study started, the stock market, presumably in response to the news of the spreading global pandemic, had lost a gut-wrenching 1,000 points. Then, in the 2 months covered by the study, the market recovered 500 points, leaving the billionaires about $400 billion poorer than they were at the top of the market in mid-February. But yes, as the study concluded, $434 billion richer than they had been at the bottom of the market in mid-March. Two exceptions headlined in all the stories about this study were Jeff Bezos of Amazon, whose company benefited from the tsunami of online buying stimulated by the lockdowns, and Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook, ditto. But as to the sloppy study confirming our worst fear and most fondly held belief, it is merely another example of what Mark Twain meant when he said there are three kinds of lies. Lies, damn lies, and statistics. Lies of all kinds are being churned out by so many players these days, they have obscured the world in a toxic haze of misinformation. Rule number one in trying to find a way toward rational comprehension of what is going on is never to accept a story about a new study or a new poll without finding out who paid for it, who did it, and how they did it. The other rule, number one, don't inhale. To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, brace for impact.